Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Tim Chambers. While driving through the Quad Cities, it is likely you have noticed rows of vegetable crops where months earlier a building once stood, raised planting beds on a corner lot overflowing with annual and perennial flowers, or a community of people cultivating the land that at one time was occupied by a large housing complex. These are all examples of community gardens, a movement that is sweeping through the Quad Cities. Community gardens have been a part of American cities since the late 1800s. Community gardening was strongly encouraged during World War I to supplement and expand the domestic food supply, and millions of families took part in this activity during the Great Depression, as these gardens provided the means for the unemployed to grow their own food. In 1944, 42% of the nation's vegetable supply was produced in community gardens, known then as Victory Gardens. The 1970s saw the rebirth of community gardening with grassroots efforts like the Green Guerrillas, who decided to combat urban decay, rebuild community social connections, and address environmental concerns. Today, much like in the past, community gardens play an important role in building healthy and sustainable cities and communities. These generally cooperatively managed projects provide urbanites with diverse locally grown produce, which is especially important in our urban food deserts and low-income neighborhoods, where access to healthy food is limited or unavailable. Whether located on a city lot down the block from your home, in your neighbor's backyard, or in a city park, these gardens offer much more than just a place to grow food. They offer opportunities for physical activity, the beautification of our urban scapes, cultural expression, and social interaction. Community gardens make great outdoor classrooms where the young and old alike can learn firsthand about horticulture, environmental sustainability, the natural world, and self-reliance. The increased number of urban green spaces can help reduce the urban heat island effect, stormwater runoff, and air pollution, while at the same time protecting biodiversity by providing crucial habitat for urban wildlife. If community gardening is something for you, reach out to any number of groups such as the Rock Island Urban Garden Consortium, the Garden Growers, or the Quad City Food Forest.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.